I'm Frances Hillman, and I live in Gatewood, which is north of Geneseo. Lived here a little over 30 years in the community, raised my family here. I just love Raymondville. I bought here because I loved it. The longer I live here, the more I love it. I am, though, however, also concerned, just like with my house, you know, I have to maintain my house. Can't just kind of let it go, and I have to always do things. And just recently, I even took out old landscaping and put in new landscaping because I want to see it as nice as it can be. And it's one of the challenges that I think we face here in Raymondville as a community. Our community is aging. And I'd like to see that kind of revitalized, and so that, for instance, maybe my next house won't be in Raymondville, and I'm going to have to sell my house. And who am I going to sell it to? You know, who is the buyer that I look to buy my house? And, you know, it's the younger community that I want in here. We've got the schools, we've got the infrastructure for that. But it's important that our neighborhoods be kept up. I'm a big proponent, as Dick is, of the covenant enforcement. And it's a big part of our master plan. I'm not on the board presently. I'm running for the board, so I'd like to have a part in that. But when I view the master plan, I see perhaps maybe opportunities. It's tough right now, you know, with our economic situation to try and ask people to, you know, if for some reason they decided to increase assessments or something, to come forth with that in order to be able to, you know, fund some of the projects that we have. But when I look at the master plan, there's a lot of opportunities in there for us to do some groundwork and some things that can be done behind the scenes to get positioned so that when things begin to turn around and, you know, everyone's feeling a little better about perhaps having an increase or whatever might need to be done, that's going to be done. You know, I'd like to see, believe it or not, the universal pool situation resolved. You know, I've listened to it for 4 years that I've been attending BCA meetings and community and listening and talking to people in the community. It's one of those things that I do believe needs to be resolved. I'm not sure. I haven't been on the board, so I don't know what the challenges are. And, you know, walk a mile in my shoe. It's much easier for me to sit out and perhaps in the audience and criticize perhaps what's being done. But and it might be a little more difficult than what I think, but I believe that we do need to get some of these things passed so that we're able to move forward. You know, that's a big, I see it as a, could be a stumbling block, could be an opportunity. It all depends on how you look at it. But I think it's something that needs to be resolved so that we can move forward as a community. We do need to relate to the neighborhoods around us. The houses that are going up in, you know, Charter Colony and Hampton Park and out that way, and, you know, we're having to compete with that here in Raymondville. We have an awful lot to give to any new home buyer that's looking to be there. But they also want to make sure that we're maintaining and that we are, and we consider it to be important. And I think that's another part. You know, we need to do our part. And perhaps maybe by, you know, us doing our part, and making sure that our community looks attractive, okay, has what's needed for the young families, because those are the ones that actually are probably more attracted to Raymondville. And they probably are going to be in the future. We have Sports Fest coming in. I can see that changing our, you know, environment here in Raymondville. And I think it's great. I think it's exciting. I think it's a wonderful time. You know, it's kind of like taking a new birth and going on to the next phase, okay, if you want to call it a phase. You know, we've been in one phase, and now we're getting ready to go into the new phase. I look forward to working with you. I'm always accessible, so please call me at any time that you have anything that you'd like to discuss. I'm open to hearing that. I welcome an opportunity to work with you and listen with you, and I just like your book. Thanks.